Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 11th of May 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the Android OS is to be unified and controlled. Yes, all of the big players, Verizon, HTC, Samsung, Sprint, Sony Ericsson, LG, T-Mobile, Vodafone, Motorola, AT&T and Google have all said that they promise that there will be regular updates to their handsets and people won't be all over the place as to which version they currently hold. That's got to be a fantastic move forward and one of the most logical. Well done, Google. They also, of course, launched the Android Music service, and just like we said yesterday, rumour became today's news, and the Android Market movie rentals is out there as well. Surprise, surprise, there's 3,000 of them, which links them all in nicely with the YouTube thing. And here's the really good news: if you buy them on one platform, don't worry, because you can watch them on the other one. Oh. Ice Cream Sandwich is definitely coming. Q4 this year, we'll see the brand new, fantastic-looking logo that I've seen this morning come into focus, and developers were given a little preview yesterday of what they can expect. They've also revealed Android 3.1 for tablets and for Google TV. Mike Claren, as he opened the Google keynote, said, "We've been busy." No kidding, Mike. Now, that was yesterday's news. Today's rumours are something different entirely. Apparently, Google is going to offer a $20 a month student package for Chrome laptops. So when you hand over your $20 a month, you'll be able to get a Chrome laptop for your entire course and use it for whatever you fancy. I don't know whether it's going to torrent, though, maybe. Microsoft officially announced yesterday that they've bought Skype in a really shoddy little press conference on a tiny little stage with a backdrop that looked like it should have come from Las Vegas. The two logos were hanging there, and they said there is definitely going to be a takeover at $8.5 billion. There's no real clarity as to what's coming from that, but there's lots of rumours flying around. Skype integration into Xbox is one of them, but they could have got that without spending $8.5 billion, I would have thought. But one rumour suggested that there's definitely going to be Skype coming to Microsoft Office applications. That could be interesting. In Apple news, Steve Jobs is going to make his mind up soon whether he actually wants a camera in the Nano or not. An iPod Nano has been snapped with a 1.3 megapixel camera. No idea where it's from, and it does look like it's actually real. And if it doesn't, then it's definitely a very good mock-up. Fantastic. When it's going to be here? September, I reckon. Now, if you live in the United States, you've seen emergency alert system test messages that interrupt your favourite programmes on TVs and that kind of thing. Well, they're coming to your smartphone if you live in New York City and Washington, D.C. If you've got a smartphone and you're in the local area, you will automatically get a push notification telling you that there is an emergency and you need to take action. It's only going to be used in response to disasters and real actual emergencies, so don't worry, it's not going to blight your life. Collins has added 3,000 new words to its online dictionary, and of course it's going to go into the official Scrabble words list, and it will include words like Facebook, Wiki, Webzine and Inbox. Also going in are Init, Blingy, Thang and Gack, and lots more. Oh dear, what's the world coming to? And finally, I feel a fight coming on. DoubleTwist has released its latest application. One of the features in the software is called DoubleTap. Effectively, what you do is take your two Android phones, line up an MP3, and tap them together twice. Then it automatically transfers the MP3 from one phone to the other. Oh dear, I can't see the music industry being as excited as the users over this one. No. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We won't be here tomorrow. We'll be back again on Friday as normal. Of course, we'll have Bagel Broadcast Friday, 11 a.m. for the photo show, 1 p.m. for the Mac show, and finally 10 p.m. for the big show. Have a great day. See you then. Thanks for listening.